Dear brothers and sisters, will you turn with me to the Old Testament and to the prophecy of Zechariah? Zechariah chapter 4. We will read from the first verse. And the angel that talked with me came again, and waked me as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said unto me, What seest thou? And I said, I have seen, and behold, a lampstand all of gold, with its bowl upon the top of it, and its seven lamps thereon. There are seven types to each of the lamps which are upon the top thereof, and two olive trees, by one upon the right side of the bowl, and the other upon the left side thereof.
Now you will show my kings, you are a Jewish rule, or shall the new king Joe be quenched in young? I will also be kind of a shepherd, or go to kind of a new king that doesn't exist. Then I shall be shepherd, your gun that. Then I shall be cheated and gun, maybe that your cheat of wine. How many of you young gun that I do? 一个在增长的右边，一个在一个在增长的左边。
And I answered and spake to the angel that talked with me, saying, What are these, my Lord? Then the angel that talked with me answered and said unto me, Knowest thou not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, This is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts.
我问与我说话的天使说，主啊，这是什么意思？与我说话的天使回答我说，你不知道这是什么意思吗？我说，主啊，我不知道。他对我说，这是耶和华之事。 所罗巴伯的耶和万军之耶和华说：“不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵方能成事。”
Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the top stone with shoutings of grace, grace unto it. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you.
大山啊，你算什么呢？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。他必搬出一块石头。 安在殿里上，人且大声欢呼说：“愿恩惠、恩惠归于这殿。”耶和华的话又临到我说：“所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功。”你就知道万军之耶和华差遣我到你这里来了。
For who has despised the day of small things? For these seven shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the eyes of the Lord, which run to and fro through the whole of
them.
And then if you will turn to the New Testament, the New Covenant, to the Revelation of John, chapter 1, Revelation chapter
1.
And we will read from verse 10. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet saying, What thou seest, write in a book, and send it to the seven churches, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamum, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia and unto Laodicea.
当主日，我被圣灵感动。 听见在我后面有大声音如黑号说：“你所看见的，当写在书上。”达于尼布索、斯美拉、黑加摩、黑亚铁拉、沙迪、斯拉铁非、毛比加那七个教会。
And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like unto a son of man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about at the breast with a golden girdle, and his head and his hair were white as white wool, white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like unto burnished brass, as if it had been refined in a furnace. And his voice as the voice of many waters.
我转过身来，要看是谁发声与我说话。既转过来，就看见七个金灯台。灯台中间有一位好像人子，身穿长衣，直垂到脚，胸间竖着金带，他的头与发皆白，如白羊毛，如血。 眼目如同火焰，脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同重水的声音。And
he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth proceeded a sharp two-edged sword, and his countenance was as the sun shines in his strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as one dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying, Fear not, I am the first and the last and the living one, and I was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and of hell.
他右手拿着七星，从他口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。 我一看见就扑倒在他脚前，像蛇一样。他用右手按着我说：“不要惧怕，我是首先的，我是末后的，又是那存活的。我曾死过，现在又活了，只活到永永远远，并且拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙。”
Write therefore the things which thou sawest, and the things which are, and the things which will come to pass hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which thou sawest in thy right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are seven churches.
所以你要把所看见和现在的事，并将来必成的事都写出来。论到你所看见的，在我右手中的七星和七个金灯台的奥秘，那七星就是七个教会的使者，七灯台就是七个教会。
And then two verses in the 21st chapter of the same book.
我们再看启示录二十一章。
21 chapter 21 verse 22 and 23. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God the Almighty and the Lamb are the temple thereof. And the city hath no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine upon it. For the glory of God is lighting it, and the lamp thereof is the lamp.
我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内又不用日月光照，因为有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。We
have made the word of prayer.
让我们再一点祷告。
Beloved Lord, we want to thank you that we have found here in your presence this evening.
亲爱的主啊，我们真是要感谢你，这个晚上又让我们聚集在你的脚前。
You have already opened our hearts, Lord, in the worship that you have led us into.
主，我们感谢你在敬拜的中间，你把我们的心向你打开。
We want to simply to bow before you in thanksgiving.
我们要在感恩中向你下拜。
And we want to recognize that without you we can do nothing.
我们向你承认，没有你自己的存在，我们什么也不能做。
We can speak many words.
我们可以说很多的话语。
Outline truths.
我们也把真理好像讲出来。
And can be very energetic.
也可能很有能力。
But unless Lord that anointing is upon us.It will all be to no end.
除了恩膏来膏抹这一切，我们所做的都归于徒然。
Lord, you through the finished work of the Messiah Jesus have provided us with an anointing.
在我们主耶稣基督完成的工作里，把圣膏油赐给我们。
Therefore, Lord, by faith we stand in that anointing grace and power.
所以因着信，我们今天站在神恩典与能力的恩膏底下。
For the speaking of your word，
为着说你的话语。
For the translating of your word，
为着翻译你的话语。
And for the hearing of your word，
也是为着听聆听你的话语。
By your Spirit, Lord, touch our hearts this night。
主啊，靠着圣灵，求你摸着我们每一个人的身心。
We ask it in the name of our Messiah, the Lord Jesus.
我们乃是靠着我们的主耶稣基督的名祷
告。Amen. Amen. I've been asked to speak to you on the theme of God's eternal purpose.
这次我被大会要求来讲这一个主题，神永远的旨意。
You will find this phrase in Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 11.
我们可以把这些圣经在以弗所书第三章十一节找到。
According to his eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
这是照着神从万世以前在我们主基督耶稣里所定的旨意。
For some reason in your Chinese translation it says, before the foundation of the world he purposed.
但是中文的圣经是照着神万事以前在基督里所定的旨意。
Which is correct.
是一面来讲是正确。
It is eternal purpose.
但是这里要强调的是他永远的旨意。
But unfortunately that looks backwards and the forward.
但是中文的翻译给我的感觉是往后看，不是向前看。
His eternal purpose is something in his heart from the beginning to the end.
在我们神讲这句话的时候，是从他的起初一直到他的结束。
A goal he had in his heart before he even created the universe.
在神还没有创造万有之前，他已经看见那个旨意，然后开始他的创造。
A goal from which he will not be turned.
这一个旨意不会受到任何事物的改变。
He intends to complete.
他整个的目的要完成这个旨意。
He has already secured it, carried it out in the Lord Jesus.
他已经把这个旨意在他儿子耶稣基督里来执行，来保证成功。
The Apostle Paul in the Roman letter, chapter 8.
在罗马书第八章这样说
，and verse 28,
第二十八节
，says that all things work together for good，
万事互相效力
，to them that love God，
对爱他的
，who are the called according to His purpose，
对，就是对那些按着他旨意被召的人
，if you are a child of God。
如果你是神的儿子
，If you've been born with the Spirit of God，
你如果是从圣灵重生
，If you've had a saving experience of our Lord Jesus，
你曾经经历过耶稣基督的救赎
，You are called，
你是蒙召的
，And you are called according to His eternal purpose，
你的蒙召乃是根据那一个永远的旨意
，He has placed you back in His purpose，
因为他把你 van mij betekent dus iedereen meer.
Now, I have to say that most Christians are quite ignorant of God's If I were to ask you, would you take a piece of paper? Write down, period, what is God's eternal
purpose?
Why did he say
it?
For what goal?
With the same other
goal. And we have to write so much. This means you have not understood God's eternal purpose. Father, I got you up and came to me last night.
So then when I came here, I thought,
oh, he said, thank you so much.
I said, thank you.
And he said, I'm sure you take this all day.
我希望你昨天讲的我都能够吸收.
It's so much.
太多了.
So then I said to you, I have taken you up on the mountain.
我把你带到今天晚上带到一个山顶.
And from the top of that mountain,
从山顶上,
you can see range after range after range after range of mountains.
从这个山顶你可以看见一个山顶，一山还有一山.
You know, sometimes we think the little valley we in, the little valley we live in, is all there is.
我们往往因为住在山谷里头，我们认为这个世界就这么大.
Then we become very lonely.
那这样我们就变成非常内向的人.
Very sort of straightened.
我们也被捆绑在那里.
Only when we get out and suddenly see there's another world.
但是当被带到更高的境界，你就看到海阔天空.
Then in our heart there begins a hunger.
然后你里头就有一个渴望.
There comes a thirst.
所以有渴望.
It is the blessing of the Lord when a child of God hungers for the Lord.
如果我们里头对神有一个极大的渴慕，这是上帝的祝福.
Jesus put it simply.
耶稣用很简单的话说,
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness.
耶稣说，饥渴慕义的人就不了,
For they shall be filled.
因为他们必得饱.
The problem with many Christians is we are so affluent, so comfortable, so well-fed, so fat.
We don't feel any hunger. 但是今天很可惜的，对于基督徒来讲，我们吃得好、穿得好，日子过得很舒服，我们已经不再饥渴了。
We are like the ladies in church.
我们慢慢变成老李家的教会。
We understand that.
Oh,
we know that.
我们认识这个人。
We got faith.
Oh, 我们有信心。
We are clothed.
我们有衣服穿。
We got it all.
我们什么都有。
We see.
我们也看见了。
And the Lord said, 但是耶稣却说, You have no idea.
你根本不知道,
you are poor,
你是贫穷,
and wretched,
你是可怜,
and naked,
你是赤身,
and blind,
你有笑脸,
and I am longing.
我正在门外叩门,
I am outside of the church.
我在教会门外,
knocking on the door.
我正在摸教会的门,
and saying, if anyone hears my voice,
任何人听见我,
and opens the door.
I'm going to come in.
Always find it. Well, dear
Oath,
you know I spoke about the beginning and the end of the Bible. My dear sister here, may she be blessed beyond description. Spent the whole night working out these.
我们的妹子昨天知道我们的患者所有机有问题，她回家，然后一个晚上，
这种 PowerPoint
我打出来，辅助她。
May she be blessed. I say it again.
愿她被辅助。
This relation of Genesis 1 to 3 to Revelation 20 to 22.
第一章这个片就是讲到昨天晚上的这个题目，讲到圣经的头三章跟圣经的后三章彼此之间对应的一个关系。
Now I'm not going to go over that again.
今天晚上我重复了。
But I imagine those of you who at least understand English, and I understand most of you do, you'll be able to find the scriptures.
所以我相信在座大部分弟兄姊妹是懂英文的，所以我这个投影上面所写的这些圣经，你回去找它的章节。
There is an amazing relationship of the beginning of the Bible and the end of the Bible.
你能够发现，在圣经的开头、结尾、彼此之间有非常细细的关对应关系。
It is concerning.
它是这样的准确。
It is not coincidence.
它并不是个偶然。
Nor is it coincidence.
这也不是做梦。
God has had to use Sunday school language.
我们的神用我们主日学简单的言语。
If you use scientific language, nobody would have ever been able to understand it for thousands of years.
如果我们的神要用科学的专门术语来讲这些事情的话，我们没有一个人能够听得懂。
Using the simplest language.
但是神今天用最简单的语言，好像一句孩子说话的简单语言，然后把神最深的一个真理向我们启示。
This beginning of the Bible.
在圣经的开始
，the tree of life，
这个生命树
，the river of life，
在这个生命河
，the precious material，
这些宝石
，all these things，
这全部
，at the end，
在圣经的开始，我们都一样一样的找到。
The garden has become a city，
这个花园变成一个城市
，and the redeemed，a redeemed people that no man can number。
当只有亚当之下，到了结束，有数不过来的人。
The gospel of the precious stone, the onyx and the bdellium, which was not apparent, was hidden.
本来在这个启示录，在创世纪里面，这些黄金、红玛瑙、珍珠，这本不容易找到的。
At the end of the Bible,
但是到了结束，是
you find the city.
你看到一个城，一个首都，一个圣城，一个新耶路撒冷，羔羊的妻子，是羔羊的妻子，是这个弥赛亚的心腹。And
she is produced out of only three materials。它乃是用这三种宝石的宝贵材料造成。Gold，
黄金
，precious stone，
宝石，还有珍珠。
This relationship between the beginning and the end of the Bible,
这个圣经头和尾的关系,
leads us to an understanding of what was God's original purpose for mankind.
让我们具有一个了解，神在起初在人的身上到底他的盼望是什么，这样我们就看清楚。
Then I think we have this is the that's like. Thank you. And now, can we have the second chart? Just very quickly, these ones you didn't see yet. Yes.
今天我们要往下走。
The next one, please. That's right. You see, the Bible is a question of origins, processes, and issues.
我们可以把整个圣经分成三大部分，第一个部分是讲到起初，第二个部分是讲到它的过程，最后一个部分是讲到它的主要目的。Genesis,
origins.
创世纪是它的起初。In
the book of Genesis, you have the beginning of everything.
在创世纪里头，你可以发现所有一切事情的开始。In
the revelation.
在启示录,
you have the unveiling of the results.
在启示录就把那个整个事物的终局把它打开给我们看。
And from Exodus to Jude,
从出埃及记一直到
you have the process.
这整个事情的过程,
would you get to the next one?
下一个。
Now, you see here, let me do this. To redeem us, the work of redemption to redeem. That's a threefold call. Here is the beginning. Genesis, the first three chapters. The original intention of God as a whole.
你在第一个方框里头，你看见的是神起初告诉我们他怎么样造人，人又是怎么堕落，神的心意是什么？The
end here in Revelation 20, 21, and 22 is the original intention realized and the glory which follows.
然后圣经最后的三章，在这个第三个方块里头告诉我们。 神他的原初的旨意终于完成，而且显明神的荣耀。
How does God bring us from this first three chapters to the last three chapters?
那么神怎么样把我们从圣经的头三章一直带到圣经的最后三章，这过程是什么呢？
Through a threefold call, the Redeemer.
经过三个重要的步骤，第一个，他赐给我们救赎主。
The Lord Jesus, the work of redemption which He did at
Calvary,
and to redeem,
然后那些被他救赎的人类,
you and me,
就是指的你们与我,
and then you see here at the top here, we have the eternal purpose of God, and eternal and spiritual power.
所以你在这里，在背后最上面那个标题上，你就看到，它写到是神永远的旨意，解释是神得着一个永远属灵的家。让我用另外一方法来表达。
Redemption is not the goal of the Lord.
救赎的计划并不是神最终的旨意。
Redemption is the means by which God brings us to His goal.
整个神的救赎是神达到他目的的一个手段和方法。
Now there's another chart.
再看一张图。
You see, Christ is not in the habitation of God.
这里讲到基督与他的身体是神居住的手段。
You have the creation of man.
左边讲到。 神人的被创造,
the trees of life and the knowledge of good and evil.
然后你看到两棵树，知识上的树与生命树。
You have the fall.
然后人就在这件事情上堕落。
You have the lamb, the slave.
所以就看到有一个羔羊为这个罪而杀。
Then those saved by His grace,
那些被恩典救赎的人,
are to be part of the body.
就成为这一个心腹的一个部分。
Then you have the marriage of the Lamb.
然后甚至就带我们进入这羔羊的婚姻，然后 圣神与那个勇士。
You see, your Bible is incredible.
每一位的圣经是一本难以想象的奇妙的书。
You take your Bible. I said last night, move it in the center.
当你把圣经打开在中间的时候,
and what do you find?
你找到什么书?
Two little books.
两本小书.
The Song of Songs.
雅歌.
And Ecclesiastes, the book.
传道书.
One is all infamous.
一本书讲到何等的虚空。Useless. 没有意义.
And the other.
但是另外,
all value.
都是看到，宝贵，讲到目的目标
，It is amazing，
是何等的信息，在圣经的中间给我们一个奇妙的启示。The
same thing as the beginning and the end of the Bible，
就跟我们讲到圣经的头与尾是何等的相似
，Amen，
想一想
，Amen。
一个新郎，一个新妇
，Is it amazing?
这是何等奇妙的思想
！Oh, some of you say you know this is a bit
much.
Don't know that I know this kind of thing.
可能有人认为说这个太稀奇了，我从来没听过这样的道。
You know the Gospel of John is amazing.
约翰福音是一个奇妙的福音书。
The three Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, are histories.
头三个福音书，马太、马可、路加是历史的福音。
John's Gospel.
但是约翰福音呢，也在 interpretation。是解释这个历史的一本福音书。
It is historical.
是
，It is historical.
有它的历史性。
But it is supremely an interpretation.
但是具有它最高的注解。
He selects eight declarations of Jesus.
他在整卷福音书里面讲到耶稣八个宣告
，and eight signs.
有八个标记。
It is quite amazing.
是非常稀奇。
He uses the word for miracle instead of using the ordinary word for miracle. He uses the word sign.
他平常的福音书是讲到神迹，但是约翰不用神迹这个字，用记标记这个字。
That is signifies something.
因为在这个地方是有一个很重要的信息意义的呢。
I always say that John's gospel is the most Jewish.Of the four gospels.
我常常认为这第四本福音书是最有犹太人的味道的一本。
Most people say Matthew is the most.
大部分解经的人说是马太最有犹太人。
I don't think Matthew is so Jewish.
我认为马太没有那么犹太味。
But John's gospel is absolutely Jewish.
但是，约翰是绝对充满了犹太人的味道。
Oh, yeah.
讲到我是
I am the river life
我是生命的粮
I am the richer
我是好牧人
I am the door
我是羊的门
I am the resurrection of the life
我是复活是生命
I am the way the truth and the life
我是道路真理生命
I am the true vine
我是真葡萄树
The most remarkable declaration of all
但是这是所有宣告里面最稀奇的宣告。
The vine was a symbol of the covenant people of God.
这个葡萄树是那个象征到神的立约之民。
How do Jesus say I am the covenant people of God?
耶稣怎么能够说到我是立约之民呢？ But he explained it. 他解释了。
I am the vine.
我是
葡萄树，是葡萄树。
我的父亲在哪
里？ The vine is me.
住在
I'm proud of you.
我就住在这里面。
You can
听得懂吗？
住在里面，
住在他里面，
住在
他住在
You dwell in him.
你住在他里面，他住在你里面。
This is wonderful.
不是奇妙吗
？This little phrase in Christ opens all the New Testament.
这个词汇在基督里就把整个的旧约的新约打开了。
In Christ,
在基督里
，salvation,
救恩
，in Christ.
基督里三位的救主，成圣
，in Christ，
在基督里
成圣，
救主
，in Christ，eternal life，
在基督里永生
，in Christ，peace，
在基督里平安
，peace is passing understanding，
这个是超过人思想的
，in Christ，
在基督里
treasures of wisdom and love，
是有神的智慧与宝藏
，in Christ all the fullness of the Godhead，
在基督里。神一切的丰满都住在他里面。
In Christ, you are made full, complete.
在基督里面，我们成为完全。
It is amazing.
这是何等的信息
！And in the midst of these eight declarations,
在这个八大宣告的里头
，Jesus gives us the key.
耶稣把钥匙给我。
And Abraham was
在亚伯拉罕之前
，I am.
我就是。
The unmentioned name of God.
这个名字是犹太人不敢口称的那个名字。
Now he selects eight signs.
他就整个的福音书选了八个标记。
Can you remember the first?
你能够记得第一个标记吗
？Cana.
加拿的婚姻。
What happened at Cana?
在加拿的婚姻发生什么事
？A marriage.
是一个。
John says, He began his messianic ministry as a man.
耶稣基督开始他的执事, 从一个婚礼开始,
and he turned water into wine.
他把水变成酒了.
Now many Christians
很多的基督徒,
would have preferred him to have turned wine. But he turned water into wine.
但是他确实把水变成酒.
Why?
为什么?
Because water is corruptible.
因为水是会变质.
But wine,
但是酒, is empty set. 是消毒的.
You understand?
懂吗?
What was Jesus saying?
耶稣在这里说什么?
He can take your corruptible human life and put into it the incorruptible.
耶稣在这里要告诉我们, 他能够把我们这个不朽坏的生命变成不朽坏的生命.
He can turn your life from corruption into incorruption.
会凶坏的死亡的身体变成一个永生不凶坏的身体
What's your name?
这是一个会应的
Now I have to watch myself because of time I love to digress on this kind of things
我如果稍微不注意 我今天晚上可以讲很长
It's easy for me
当然容易讲
And I think it's when you're Jewish you can't help it
这个人没办法控制
I think to myself, do you remember what his mother said?
你记得他的母亲说什么?
She spoke to the servants.
他对那个仆人说,
whatsoever he says, do.
不管他说什么, 你们都照着去做.
That is the key to the Christian life.
那句话就是基督徒生活的钥匙。
It is also the key to church life.
也是整个教会生活的钥匙。
Whatsoever he says,
无论他说什么,
do it.
照着去做。
And I mustn't stop there. Don't you find it interesting that John the Baptist in the next chapter, chapter 3 and verse 29, says, I'm acquainted with the bridegroom.
到了第三章，你就看见使徒约翰说了一句很有意思的话，他说：“我是新郎的朋友。”
He saw the coming of Jesus as something to do with an eternal and divine marriage.
在使徒约翰眼中，他有一个启示，他知道这一位他跟神将来的一个永远的婚约有绝对的关系。
And he saw himself as the best man.
他看他自己就是里面的班长
Isn't that amazing?
何等稀奇啊
Remember what Paul said writing to the Corinthians?
你记得保罗在哥林多书里头是这样说
This is how he understood
这是保罗的认识
2 Corinthians chapter 11 verse 1 and 2
哥林多书11章第1节2节
Won't it please to bear with me in a little foolishness? But indeed you do bear with me. For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy. For I espoused you to one husband, that I might present you as a pure virgin to Christ.
其实你们宽容我这一点愚妄，其实你们原是宽容我的。我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨，因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。
You know the Bible is a love story.
你知道圣经这本书是爱的故事。
It is a divine love story.
是一本神的。
You and I would never be saved but for the love of God.
尼摩永远不可能被拯救，除了是因为神爱我们。
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.
神是那样的爱世上的人，他把他的独生子赐给他们。
That whosoever believeth on Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
无论何人相信他的，就不至灭亡。
Well, again, I must restrain myself.
Why do you come to what is
in war? Consider for a moment, will you? As I said last night, if you're too much for you, go to sleep. If
I talk too much, you can take a break.
But in by the grace of God, you will stay awake.
但是靠着我的恩典，希望你你
今天 there's something for you。
今天晚上主可能有一句重要的话是向你说的。
When we look at the last two chapters of Revelation，
当我们再打开圣经最后两章
，Chapter 21 and Chapter 22，
二十一、二十二章
，We find the city，
我们找到一个城
，The New Jerusalem，
新耶路撒冷
，The Wife of the Lamb。
是羔羊的妻
，That's what it's called。
这圣经这样说的。
If you will read these chapters on your own, you will see, you will confirm what I'm saying。
如果你回去好好把这两章圣经从头到尾念完，你就知道我所说的是真实的。
As I said last night，
昨天晚上我说的
，We had the most extraordinary combination of two different ideas。
我昨天晚上说的。这两章圣经，神把两个完全不同的概念把它放在一起。
A capital city，
一个是首都
，and a bride，
另一个是心腹。
Who ever would have thought of bringing two such ideas together into one？
谁会想过把这两个完全不相干的概念放在一起呢
？Only God would have done that。
只有上帝可以。
The some people imagine that this city is just a physical city.
有些人读这段圣经的时候，就把这一个城真的把它想成一个物质的城。
And as I said again, that we had dreams about it, treading streets of gold.
我们是有这样的诗歌说，走在黄金街
，going through the pearly gates.
经过珍珠门
，not the wonderful hymn.
是有好多这样的诗歌
，and the only question is our mind。
所以这个诗歌唱到我们
这边的东西，
这是一个物质的城市。
Now I don't have any doubt that there will be a physical city。
我是承认在将来会有一个物质的城市
，but this city is first and foremost symbolic。
但是诸位不要忘记，现在所讲的新耶路撒冷是一个象征的预表
，for instance。It is transparent as glass.
这个城是透明像玻璃。
Do you want to live in a city like that?
你真的喜欢住在一个透明的城里面吗
？I've always been amazed at the folks from Hong Kong. They love to live in houses right next to each other, even when they're millionaires.
我是经历香港的人，他们即使是百万富豪，可是住也是住在很挤很挤。
I mean, in America, you try to live as great a distance as you can from the next house.
但美国的住宅大部分是，你能够住得越跟邻居离开越远越好。
But do you want to live in houses of glass?
但是你真的愿意住在一个玻璃房里吗？
Everything you do can be clearly seen.
每一件事情人家都可以听不了。
Everything.
每一件。
This city is transparent as glass.
圣经说这个城市是透明的像玻璃。
In fact, it actually says, her light was like unto a stone as precious as it were a jasper.So clear as crystal.
在二十一章里面说到这个十一节，他说到城中有神的荣耀，城的光辉如同极 贵的宝石，好像碧玉，明如水晶。
Heavenly, in the Greek, the word is luminous, like sun or moon.
这里讲到的这个原文，这个光辉，这个光辉就好像阳光、月光，是一个很强烈的光芒。
In other words, this city, this bride, is like an electric light bulb.
这个新娘像一个灯泡
，You can see right through it.
你可以看穿过去。
But when you turn the light on,
把灯开
，It is a glow of light.
发出强烈的光辉。
That's exactly what it says.
这就是刚刚我们读的这段。
It says the glory of God is light.
这个光芒就是神的荣耀。
And the lamb is the lamb.
那么羔羊就是这个灯。
So, here's the message. Here,
tell you.
This city I said last after 1,400 miles. I see that the New American Standard Bible says
1,500 miles.
It is 1,500 miles long.
这是1500英里长
1,500 miles wide
1500英里宽
and 1,500 miles high
也有这么高
Do you feel that? I don't know my American geography. From here to 1,500 miles.
就从这里算1500英里，我对美国的地理不知道，1500英里到哪一州去了
？One way, that way, and up.
然后往上，往前往。
And it has only one street,
只有一条街。
Now make that one.
我们去想象。
Only one street,
只有一条街。
And 12 gates,
sure,
3 on each side.
每一个边有三个门。
What's that?It is a cube.
That was a cube.
Exactly what the Holy of Holies was.
这个就是在启示会幕的时候的至圣所的规格。
That's why in this chapter and verse 23 it says, 22, I saw no temple that was sanctuary therein. For the Lord God, the Almighty and the Lamb are the sanctuary thereof. In other words, it has become the Holy of Holies.
我在这里没有看见圣殿，神与他的儿子就是这个殿，所以这里就这一个圣城就是以前的至圣所的实体。
12 foundations,
有12根基
，each one precious stone,
每一根基都是宝石
，walls
有城墙
of precious stone
也是宝石
，think of that.
仔细思想一下
，and 12 gates,
seven.